The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Ballou Show, only on The Fan.
From Augusta, Club Magnolias, the Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7, getting you ready for the world's biggest golf tournament.
Hello, friends.
Teeing off on Thursday. It's a tradition like no other, folks. And here at 680 The Fan, we're all over it. Our 680 The Fan coverage of the golf's greatest event is presented by our good friends right here at Club Magnolia, RBM of Atlanta, Clicky's Golf Carts, and X-Golf Alpharetta Indoor Golf. Isaiah's got a setup. We're right next to the putting green and the oyster bar and the buffet and the bar. So, Isaiah, job well done, brother. Back at the studio, DT, our engineer, Adam Gillespie, our producer. As we get a big week started, man, we got so much going on. And I am looking forward to getting this show done and walking across the street and stepping foot on that great golf course.
Hello, friends.
Seeing what Tiger Woods is all
Hello,
about,
friends. Baby.
Tiger's going to give it a go this week. Not sure he's got a real shot to win the golf tournament again. We're going to be talking about that as we get started here on the Big Take.
Bucks. Big Take.
All right, the world's greatest golf tournament tees off Thursday right here in Augusta. The curtain gets pulled back on the 88th Masters. With world number one Scottie Scheffler, the huge favorite. Man, he's 5-1 odds on Scheffler. He shows up with a hot new putter. I wish that worked for me. You combine that hot putter with his world-class ball striking skills, and you've got a favorite that has two wins and a runner-up in his last three events. Scheffler's got it going on. Now, the field, not so much. You look at the top 10 players in the world, other than Scheffler, they are arriving in Augusta not in top form. I mean, you got Rory, he has missed the cut here two of the last 3 years. As he tries to complete that career grand slam. His game, he's not at the top of his game right now. John Rahm, winless in 2024. He's not got on track as he defends the title here this week. Wyndham Clark has cooled off. Man, he was hot for a minute, wasn't he? Schauffele, winless here in 24. Hovland and Cantlay off to a lousy start. I think I'm playing better than Victor Hovland right now. Harmon and Fitzpatrick, they have slipped a little bit. This looks like Scheffler against the field this week if you're a betting man. As I mentioned right off the top, this is a tradition like no other. So make a note, 70% of the time here at the Masters is decided by two strokes or less. I mean, most of the time, this thing's coming down to the last couple of holes on Sunday. You might want to take a dark horse, since you can't win much money if you're betting on Scheffler. My dark horse pick, I'm going Will Zalatoris. Two Masters starts. He's got a second and a T6. Now, what about Tiger? No. He's finished outside the top 20 in 14 straight tour events. His goal this week? Play the weekend, make the cut, and set a record of 25 consecutive cuts made here in Augusta. In fact, a win for Tiger this week would be walking this course four straight days. Because his surgically repaired left ankle has zero flexibility. And he's also got some lower back challenges. If you've been out to Augusta National, you realize it's a challenging walk with severe elevation changes. It's a hardcore workout, especially for guys like Tiger that are getting up there in age, that have had these surgeries they've got to deal with, the fake leg. I mean, it really is a hardcore workout, which is similar, they say, to walking 40 flights of stairs in both directions. Good luck with that, Tiger. But we are thrilled that Tiger's here. Can't wait to get out on the course here in a little bit after the show ends. That'll be the first thing I do is go find Tiger Woods. Tiger normally will play nine holes on a day like today. Gorgeous day in Augusta, by the way. Play nine holes and then hit the practice area. And I tell you what, the fans, as I pulled in on Washington, getting off the expressway today, the patrons. I don't want to get kicked out of here. The patrons were flooding into the parking lots and getting ready for practice round number one here on this Monday morning. And let me tell you more about Club Magnolia, man. They got it going on right here. Robbie got us checked in. I'll tell you, you know when you pull up to a place and they have the valet parking. Growing up in Valdosta, it's one thing we never had was valet parking anywhere. So you know I've hit the big time when I pull up and they're opening the door when you pull in. ClubMagnolia.com for more information. The amenities are unbelievable. You're talking about all-American, all-world amenities going on here at Club Magnolia. You got the gate shuttle service, so you just walk out the door. They shuttle you right on down to the gate to the golf course. You got three sweeping decks, a three-hole putting course, which I've already tried out. Got to keep trying to get better. You've got golf simulators here at Club Magnolia. I can't wait to jump into that maybe later today. This is also very important. Multiple phone charging stations, Wi-Fi, you got to have that right. And I tell you what, man, the thing that jumped off the page to me here at Club Magnolia was the on-site masseuse. I tell you what, man, I think I might use one of those here today. Come on in from the golf course and get a massage. Doesn't get any better than that. You got an art gallery, gift shop, nine full-service complimentary bars here at Club Magnolia. Nine of them. You got the craft beer garden, the oyster bar, the sand wedge sandwich bar, the par 3 pit barbecue, fairway buffet, the burger bar and grill, the Grand Marquis chef attended food station. Club Magnolia is the perfect host, the oasis of indoor and outdoor VIP service, mastering Southern hospitality for 17 years. And they've got room for you this week. If you're looking to up your game, go to clubmagnolia.com.
Let's find out what's popping.
Say what's popping is Calipari, man, looking to jump to Arkansas. You know what? I never thought I'd see the day.
What?
Never thought I'd see the day where the Kentucky head basketball coach would leave Lexington for Fayetteville, Arkansas. I mean, what in the world is going on? I mean, our country's gone crazy when you see something like this going on. Calipari finalizing a five-year deal, become the Razorbacks' new head coach. And this will end a 15-year run being the head coach at Kentucky. A salary of $8.5 million a year at Kentucky, not easy to walk away from. And Kentucky is just thrilled that they won't have to pay Cal, Coach Cal, that $33 million buyout. Things have been rough for Kentucky. I think really behind the scenes, they told Coach Cal, you're going to have to find somewhere else to go coach. They haven't been out of the first weekend in the tournament in 5 years. And they've lost. Look who they've lost to the last two times in. Oakland, and that's not even in California, a 14 seed. And then the 15 seed St. Peter's last year. Well, Coach Cal, I guess, knows when it's time to get on up out of there. It looks like he's found another job in the SEC. Arkansas going to have to step up their salary to get this deal done. So where do the Kentucky Wildcats go right now for a new head coach? John Michaels, maybe. He's cutting his teeth here in Atlanta. Probably won't get a phone call, I wouldn't think. John Michaels off the locker room show. But I tell you what, he knows the basketball scheme when he sees one. Jay Wright, working with CBS on the college basketball scene, former Villanova coach, led the Villanova to magical heights there. Brian Finneran, also at the locker room show, is just thrilled with the job he did there. Now, he's available, and he's rested up a little bit, Jay Wright. Probably at the top of the list for Kentucky. How about Billy Donovan? Got UConn tonight going for back-to-back national championships, and the last time that happened, it's the Florida Gators with Billy Donovan as the head coach. He's now in the NBA, head coach of the Chicago Bulls. How about Drew down at Baylor? Young, energetic. He's done a great job at Baylor. Might be a good fit there in Lexington. Would you give Dan Hurley a call? Just to check and see if he would like to, leave UConn, even though they got it going on right now, and take that Kentucky job. It's worth a phone call. See what he says. Nate Oates. Would he jump Alabama and take that Kentucky job?
Well, that would be expensive for Kentucky because that's an $18 million buyout that he just signed up in that extension.
You know, Road Dog, the times that I've been able to go to Lexington and you pull up in that bluegrass country there and you start riding around Lexington and you see those thoroughbred horse farms with those white picket fences and those expensive horses running around out there. And I don't think a shortage of cash money.
Oh, I agree.
Applies up there in Lexington. They could write that check in a New York minute.
They sure could.
Whatever it is they want.
Not only the horses, but also the bourbon that flows up there brings in plenty of money. And I know I've left some donations on my visits up there.
I'm telling you, man. The best I can tell, Coach Cal, and I mentioned it as soon as Kentucky got beat right here on this show, was it's time to get rid of Coach Cal at Kentucky. I mean, he had the bottoms falling out. And I think he brought a lot of this on himself, going with this, this freshman one-and-done thing. And then also, whining and complaining at seemingly about everything. Like, he was upset that Coach Stoops, they were able to upgrade their football program facilities there in Lexington. I mean, he was jealous of that. I think he just lost the majority support with the Kentucky Wildcat fans, the people that were stroking those checks, got tired of losing to Oakland and St. Peter's. He's burned a few bridges along the way. But to Arkansas, glad to sweep on in there, swoop in there and sweep Cal off his feet. It's a new day in Kentucky basketball. Can't wait to see where this road leads. And there you go. That's what's popping out there. Coach Cal back in the news. Gone! up in Lexington.
Gone. I think he's going to be dangerous at Arkansas. You want to talk about deep pockets. Here's three big donors there. The Waltons and Jerry Jones. I mean, just those three families and people alone, if they open up the money for the NIL, boy, they will start coming to Arkansas.
And I tell you, the facilities are awesome.
Yeah, they have world-class facilities.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And they've had some, their minute of fame there. Nolan Richardson, back in the day, did a great job running that program. So he's fallen on his feet pretty well. Pretty well. All right, coming back on the other side, bad news for the Atlanta Braves. This was the worst possible news. Who replaces Strider? We'll talk about it next. I am live from Augusta at Club Magnolia. Got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Live from Augusta, Club Magnolias, the Buck Belue Show, here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Isaiah's got a setup, man.
In other words,
right out in the courtyard on one of the sweeping decks. And what great service we have around here. Even when you, like, spill OJ, I mean, they come right over and get it cleaned up.
Oh, no. Who spilled OJ?
Well, it was a little windy today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right in my briefcase.
That's an act of God, right?
Okay. I mean, it fell right off the table, right into my briefcase upside down. It's going to be a little sticky in there. Just a little bit sticky. Speaking of golf, man, 680 green card, it's back. The deal of the year. How about that? Everybody's looking for the deal of the year. Besides Club Magnolia, it's the 680 The Fan green card. It's going to allow you to play six of the area's best courses for one low price of $249. That's right. We're going to hook you up six rounds of golf with a cart plus a $25 Fire Maker Brewing Company gift card for only $249. You're going to enjoy a round of golf at my home track, Bears Best Atlanta. Got to get in there and play that. You're going to love it. Cherokee Run, you got Heritage Golf Links, Collins Hill, Sequoia National, and Wolf Creek. This is a $607 value. We actually researched that and came up with a legitimate number. So $607 value for just $249. These cards are going to sell out fast. Quantities are limited to just 200 cards. So get ready this Friday, 9 a.m., get ready to jump on 680thefan.com and get your 15th annual green card. Now, let's get to some Braves baseball.
Time to talk Braves. Let's go chopping.
Yeah, the news that, gosh, I was not expecting to hear this weekend. Spencer Strider down with an elbow injury. My lords, no! We're barely started the season, and we've already lost Spencer Strider. My goodness! MRI showing some damage. Not sure how much or what will happen from this point forward. Will he undergo surgery, a second Tommy John surgery? Will it just be on the shelf for months? I mean, when is the next time we're going to see Spencer Strider on the mound, brother?
We're going to think about it.
Now, if you're wondering, okay, who can replace Strider? No one person is going to replace number 99. You can be sure of that. Now, a group of guys might be able to fill in. We got Alan Winans, who they've called up from AAA. Now, he won't even come close to replacing Spencer Strider. But you add in there Bryce Elder, who's waiting patiently in AAA to get called back up after an all-star season, all-star first half last year. Bryce Elder sitting there waiting patiently to get recalled. He got some prospects down there, too. A.J. Smith-Shawver, man, he can hit the driver. I know that. I've seen him play a little golf. He pounds that driver.
Hello, friends.
A.J. Smith-Shawver can throw that baseball, too. He's polishing up his skill set at AAA. Waskar Enoa, he's not ready yet, but he might be ready a little later this season. He's got major league experience. He's got velocity on that fastball. We'll keep an eye on him and his development. He's coming off an injury, too. Dylan Dodd, we saw him a little bit last year. Maybe he's better this year. And then the number one pick in last year's major league draft, Hurston Waldrop. South Georgia boy, they grow him tough down there. And Waldrop played his college ball at Florida for the Gators. I forgave him for that. And he made his way up after the draft last year in June. Went from A-ball to AA and ended the season in AAA. He's in AA right now, AA Mississippi, waiting on his next opportunity also. So nobody's going to replace Strider. But all those dudes might be able to help replace Spencer Strider. Let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six. Maybe six guys can pick up some of the slack. And I don't know, it sounds like to me we got some people out there, they are really worried about Max Fried. I'm not one of them. I mean, there's some people already giving up on Fried. Now, I didn't have time to stop in the coffee shop this morning. I had to drive over to Augusta. But I'm sure they were in there panicked, too. What's going on with Max Fried? Roughed up in his first two starts. Worried about his contract year. I don't think he's forgotten how to pitch. I'd just say give him a minute to get his act together, for crying out loud. I wouldn't be giving up on him because he's our former ace, and he's now our ace once again. So be patient with Max Fried. He's going to be fine. You got Chris Sale will step into that number two role. Charlie Morton into number three. And we'll figure out the rest during the rest of the season. Now, I'm already hearing, too, this Trevor Bauer talk. Does Anthopoulos go out and get Trevor Bauer in here? He's looking for an opportunity. And I tell you what, there are people who are either on one or the other side here. They're either demanding that the Braves go get Trevor Bauer, who's got lights-out stuff, before he ran into a little problem off the field. Now he hadn't pitched in a couple years in the big leagues, so people are concerned about that. Some are saying that Bauer has been blacklisted by the commissioner in Major League Baseball. Blacklisted. I mean, he's pitching right now in an independent, on an independent travel team. And he's only asking for a minimum contract. He's, best I can tell, he's got plenty of money even after paying the attorney's fees. But he's looking for the minimum. Velocity still in the upper 90s. Now, there's some things that people are a little concerned about. One is the public relations issue. And the Braves typically aren't going to be a part of anything like that. I mean, we got through with it with Ozuna, and I'm sure the Braves were embarrassed by that. But anytime there are charges like he was facing, sexual battery, this woman accused him of a head injury and then strangulation. And that's nasty, filthy charges right there, but he was not arrested. He wasn't charged with the crime. The dispute was settled out of court, and reportedly Bauer didn't pay her a dollar. Not one dollar did he pay her. And those charges went down in June of 2021. And that was his last MLB appearance, was June 21.
Are you suggesting you think the Braves should take a look?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting. I mean, was he guilty of any crime? Was he jailed?
You just spelled it out. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the only, you know, the thing that concerns me, and obviously we sit here, we don't know everything, DT. Don't know everything. And
yeah, this has been a murky situation.
The red flag is there's not one team, and I guarantee every one of these teams in Major League Baseball are looking for a big-time starting pitcher.
Conspiracy.
So why hadn't zero teams have gone after Bauer? Now, DT, try to explain that part of it to me.
That's the funny thing is you haven't heard hardly any whispers, and I still remember one of our local guys brought it up to Brian Snicker.
Anthopoulos?
Well, this was Brian Snicker at some point last year.
I thought the boys would have asked Anthopoulos this question.
Well, I forget what context this was in, but it was in one of his press conferences, and someone suggested, would the Braves be interested in signing a guy like Trevor Bauer? Brian Snicker said no before the reporter could finish the question. So, and that was all he had to say was no.
Yeah.
So he's been pretty clear about it.
You know, and you hear these other things about this idea that he's a bad clubhouse guy, but yet some of his former teammates are on the record.
Yeah, not everybody says that.
Yeah, on the record is saying he was fine in the clubhouse. He didn't cause any problems. I mean, he's sort of a loudmouth guy, in-your-face kind of personality. But he was fine in the clubhouse. No problems there. Would you rather have Alan Winans or Trevor Bauer? I mean, you're trying to win the World Series, or are you just trying to win the division? Now, we don't have, you know, all the particulars, but, you know, I was anti-Trevor Bauer until I, this weekend, read about Spencer Strider going down with the elbow problem, and then I did a little more research, and after doing the research... Does it sound like I'm leaning towards, let's check into Trevor Bauer?
That's what I've gathered from this.
I'm willing to look into it. I mean, it doesn't hurt to look into it, right? I mean, what are people going to say? Well, you know, the Braves, how dare the Braves look into signing Trevor Bauer? We're trying to win a World Series around here. I mean, that's their job, is to look into it, right? But again... I mean, you got like 30 teams in Major League Baseball, not one of them. And they all need pitching. Not one of them has looked at getting Bauer in here. All right, there's nothing going on with the Falcons right now. They're getting ready for the draft coming up. They're visiting with some people.
Rise up!
Looking at signing a couple of, you know, really cheap free agents.
Who cares?
Yeah, that's about all the Falcons are up to right now. So let's get to that Bulldog beat.
The Fans got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5, get in there, touchdown!
This is the Bulldog beat with Buck Balloon, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
All right, I had a 7-day work week this past week. It's really the only Georgia Bulldog reporter going on the road with the baseball team. And I went out and checked out the series with Mississippi State and Starkville. Now, sure, my daughter's there, and, you know, spring break at home, so we had a chance to get away.
No, Buck, that's dedication, man. You go all the way to Mississippi just for work? That's awesome.
I got me a media credential and just was... You know, I've been over there several times to see baseball games, and I'm in awe, being a former college baseball player, in awe of that atmosphere over in Starkville at Mississippi State. And I'm convinced I hadn't been obviously, of the great college baseball facilities, but I'm willing to bet that that is the number one baseball facility in the country. in Starkville, Mississippi. And it was packed. I mean, there had to be 15,000 to 17,000 people there on Friday night and on Saturday night. And boy, I didn't expect to see or be right in the middle of a controversial game two on Saturday night. So we had a tight game, and the Bulldogs are down a run, late innings. They got a runner on second. There's a base hit, and they try to score the runner, and he's gunned down at home plate. He has a head-first slide into home plate, trying to get his hand in there, and the Mississippi State catcher tags him out and then immediately starts bullying the Georgia base runner, who's on all fours trying to get up, and he takes two knees to the chest. One knocks him down about halfway, and then the second one finished him off. At the same time the catcher is kneeing the Georgia base runner, he's also talking smack, standing up above him, disrespecting him, talking smack.
Are you sure this wasn't from WrestleMania last night? This was a college basketball or college baseball game?
I don't know. Road Dogg, maybe. I know Road Dogg saw WrestleMania, so maybe he could tell us about that. But the catcher, Johnny Long, they had some injury problems during the offseason at catcher, Mississippi State. So they bring him in from Pittsburgh. All right. He's got that Pittsburgh attitude down there in Starkville. And, man, he bullies up this Georgia base runner. The bench is empty. And nothing takes place. I mean, the umpire, home plate umpire, jumped in there quickly before the Georgia base runner could even stand up, for crying out loud. The home plate ump has put a bear hug on the catcher for Mississippi State. Both benches empty. You had 11 players ejected from the game in the eighth inning. 11. And it takes, you know, you got the umpire settling up. And then they send it to the SEC home office. And 40 minutes later, they decide what's going to happen. 40 minutes later, I was in the press box. I watched the replay one time. Once, which took about 15 seconds. And I could have told everyone what they needed to do. They needed to run that catcher for Mississippi State out of the ball game. But 40 minutes later, they're still looking at it. Bulldogs win the game 3-2. Come back yesterday with a depleted roster. And drop the finale 9-8. Bulldogs led an 8-7 eighth inning lead slip away there late in the game. And Mississippi State wins the series 2-1. And the Bulldogs come on back home. A lot of people, had no idea what the rules are. And if you leave the dugout during the course of an incident during the game, then you're talking about a one-game suspension. I think it's really entering the playing field is where you get that one-game suspension. But the only one that should have been thrown out of that game was that Mississippi State catcher. And I tell you what, if that was me, the base runner, they would have had to kick me out of that game too, because I'm not going to sit there and take that bullying from some catcher at Mississippi State. Me and Johnny Long would have gone at it. But there you go. There's
keep it real,
Bulldogs.
Buck. Keep it real.
Yeah, the Bulldogs. I mean, back in the day, you know, the bench is clear. There are going to be some punches thrown back in the day now. But I tell you what, I've never seen anything like a 40-minute delay trying to get all this figured out. It was unbelievable. SEC office, they got to do a better job than that. I mean, that's the bottom line. Can't be sitting there late in the eighth inning of a ball game with a 40-minute delay over something like this. Kick the catcher's butt out of the game and go and play, finish the ball game. I mean, my goodness.
Gone.
All right, coming up next, man, we're going to take a look at the big dance tonight. We got a showdown game. The top two teams in college basketball are going to be going at it late tonight. We'll dive into that. Got a few keys as we broadcast live from Augusta at Club Magnolia. If you're looking for great amenities while you're over here checking out the world-class golf tournament, this is the oasis of indoor and outdoor VIP service. They've been mastering Southern hospitality for 17 years now. Get more information at clubmagnolia.com. More to come on the Buck Ballew Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
We got the Buck Ballew Show. We're live in Augusta at Club Magnolia. Living the dream is what we're doing right here. Getting ready to go out and see a little golf across the street. See some of the world's best golfers getting ready for the world's biggest golf tournament. And I want to give you a heads up, man. We got the taste of Atlanta's Atlanta Wing Fest coming up Thursday, April the 18th at the Towers, Uptown Atlanta and Buckhead. And whether you like wings, your wing spicy, barbecued, sweet, savory, or somewhere in between, Atlanta Wing Fest has you covered. Your attendance also helps Taste of Atlanta and nonprofit partners, Angel Flight Soars, Giving Kitchen, and Second Helpings Atlanta. Get your tickets at AtlantaWingFest.com for the Atlanta Wing Fest, April the 18th at the Towers at Uptown Atlanta in Buckhead. And be listening to the shows this week. We'll be giving away a couple of tickets per day, I think, all week long. All right, let's talk a little bit about the... We're going to crown a champion tonight in men's basketball. We got UConn, the number one team, going for back-to-back national championships. How about that? They're a 6.5-point favorite if you're a gambling man. They've won their last five games by an average of 25 points. They've been blowing people out, folks. And they're taking on the number two overall seeded teams in the tournament. So we got number one versus number two. Number two being Purdue, the Boilermakers. And they've been playing great, too. They've won their five tournament games by an average of almost 20 points a game. And remember earlier this year, they spent 5 weeks at number one. Got a 9:20 tip. And remember now, it's on TBS is where you're going to find the national championship game tonight at 9:20. I feel sorry for that locker room show. They're barely going to be able to stay up and see the ball.
Shoot, I'm going to barely be up at the end of this game. We're not going to be done till midnight close.
Yeah, I mean, one shining moment's going to be after.
You got to be up
after midnight. They may bring back Buck's one shining moment for that show coming up tomorrow. But I'm excited to see it, man. We got the two top-rated teams in college basketball going to match up and run the floor. Got to match up a 2 7-footers. Zach Edey, 7'4". Donovan Klingon, 7'2". Klingon's hand, not 100%. He's wrapped it up. He's going to give it a go like he should. Then you got the Huskies backcourt. It's played really well. Purdue. They've got all five starters back from last season. Here are two programs and two head coaches that want nothing to do with that transfer portal. They would rather recruit freshmen, bring in freshmen, develop them, and get them coached up. And they're doing a little of the transfer portal thing, but not much. I'll tell you what, the Boilermakers, if they're going to have a shot to win this game, they're going to have to shoot the three. And they're a top 10 team shooting the three. in the nation this year. They go 3-for-15 like they did against Tennessee in the Elite Eight game. They got no shot of winning. They're going to have to limit the turnovers, because if the Huskies get that ball out in the open court and start running up and down the court, Purdue's going to have no shot in this game. NC State, Purdue turned it over 25% of their possessions. If they do that tonight, if they don't take care of the ball, they're going to get blown out. And got to hope that UConn has an off night. Boilermakers do a good job on defense, play some good solid defense, hope they don't shoot the ball well. As far as the Huskies' keys to winning this back-to-back national title game, their biggest key is to get the bus to show up on time, so they're not late to the game. And then you got to expect that even if Purdue keeps it close, UConn has got this reputation. They're going to make a run. I mean, you can just count on that. Regardless of when it is, they're going to have a run. Like Alabama a couple days ago, the game tied 56-56. 12 minutes left in the game. The Huskies finished the game on a 30-16 run to take care of the Crimson Tide. So looking forward to seeing the ball game tonight. We'll be talking about it on the show tomorrow. Let's get to the final word.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
All right, I'm going to make my master's pick. We'll hold off on that one. And give me a chance to get out on the golf course across the street right here and take a look at my man Tiger Woods. See what Scheffler's up to. And we'll make the pick in the next day or two. But I want to tell you this, though, here in the final word, man. If you're looking for great VIP service, then look no further than Club Magnolia, here right across the street from the world's greatest golf course. More information at clubmagnolia.com. The amenities are world-class, 9 full-service complimentary bars. You can get a massage. It's the oasis of indoor and outdoor VIP service. They've been mastering Southern hospitality for 17 years. Here at Club Magnolia, everybody here is, you notice, I say everybody here has got a smile on their face, and most of them are customers. All right, that's going to do it for my show today. We appreciate you hanging out. What do you say we do it again tomorrow? Cellini and Domino coming up next here on The Fan.
Thank you, Buck.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.